Harper Audio presents Runaway Ralph by Beverly Cleary. Performed by B.D. Wong. Copyright 1970 by Beverly Cleary. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. One. Ralph hears a distant bugle. The small brown mouse named Ralph, who was hiding under the grandfather clock, did not have much longer to wait before he could ride his motorcycle. The clock had struck 8 already, and then 8:30. Ralph was the only mouse in the Mountain View Inn, a run-down hotel in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada, who owned a motorcycle. It was a mouse-sized red motorcycle, a present from a boy named Keith, who had been a guest in room 215 over the 4th of July weekend. Ralph was proud of his motorcycle, but his brothers and sisters said he was selfish. "I am not," said Ralph. "Keith gave the motorcycle to me." That evening, while Ralph waited under the clock and watched the television set across the lobby, a man and a woman, followed by a medium-sized boy, walked into the hotel. They had the rumpled look of people who had driven many miles that day. The boy was wearing jeans, cowboy boots, and a white T-shirt, and the words Happy Acres Camp stenciled across the front. Ralph observed the boy with interest. He was the right kind of boy, a boy sure to like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Since the day Keith had left the hotel, Ralph had longed for crumbs of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. A grating, grinding noise came from the works of the grandfather clock. Ralph clapped his paws over his ears. The clock grumbled and groaned and managed to strike the hour. 9 o'clock.